高兴跟兴奋中间有点差距哈。
How do you normally show your excitement?
平常在你兴奋的时候，你怎么样去表达呢？
Suppose you're at a football game or a soccer game.
加，比如啊，如果说你是在一个足球赛或是橄榄球赛当中，
And your team is doing really well. What do you do?
哇，当你的你要 support 那个球队做得很好，你怎么办呢？
Have you ever wondered why people don't do things like that when they get excited about God?
你或许会觉得，为什么有些人对神非常兴奋的时候，不会做同样的一件事情呢？
Conrad Hayes, in a book called Holy Humor, says this.
在这位作者在一个这个神圣的笑话中间默契当中这样的讲。
If the gospel really is good news, when do we get to shout, hooray? We should come to worship with the enthusiasm of one invited to a party, not the reluctance of one going to the dentist.
如果说我们真的是对神这么样的兴奋的时候，我们应该是怎么样的做呢？而不是到好像非常勉强的去看牙医一样。
So we're going to talk about something that today that I think is very exciting.
所以说，我认为今天讲这个主题应该是非常兴奋的一个主题。
So whenever I say, and all God's people said, you need to say, thank you, Jesus.
所以我认为，当称到说大家都要讲的话。
Let's give it
大家都要说感谢耶稣基督，
a try. And all God's people said,
感谢基督呀，
All right, that's a good start.
这是很好的一个开始。
Well, as we talk about a word today, it might be a word that you have not heard too much of before.
我今天讲的这些事情，或是有些事情，有些字眼，从来都没有听过的。
You've heard of Cantonese and Japanese and Chinese and all of those, but have you ever heard of Christianese?
你听过日文，听过中文，但是你有没有听过这一方面的语言叫做基督语基督语言。
These are words that Christians use that most people do not understand.
这是我们基督徒经常使用的语言，其他人都没有用的。
Here are some examples.
我给你们举几个例子。
Propitiation, atonement, reconciliation, justification.
这些都很特殊的字眼，翻译成和平的使者、赎罪、和解跟称义。
And I found this quote in that same book, The Holy Humor.
我从这一本书叫做《Holy Humor》这本书找到这讲的这几个字，
It's a paraphrase of some verses in the Bible.
这是跟那个圣经里面大概有一些对照可以解释。
Jesus asked his disciples, Who do people say the Son of Man is? They replied, Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets. But what about you, he asked, Who do you say that I am?
当人问说这个问他的使徒说，你们认为这个人子是谁呢？他们回答说，有些人认为是洗约翰，有人说是以利亚，有人说是这个耶利米，或是其他的这个先知。但是你们认为我是谁呢？
Simon Peter answered, You are the eschatological manifestation of the ground of our being, the kerygma in which we found the ultimate meaning of our interpersonal relationship.
这个西门彼得讲说，我是这个我们这个什么样的情况之下的一个非常终极的表现但是也是你们认为人跟人中间最深层关系的一个表达方式，就是随便乱说就是了，搞不懂在说什么。
And Jesus said, What?
然后这基督就讲说，你在说什么啊？
And that is what can happen sometimes when we use these big words that we do not explain or do not understand.
这就像表达，我们用了这么多很大的这个英文字，我们一听不晓得都在讲什么。经常的发生的就是这些事情。
And so we've used this word redeemed. Do we know what it means?
所以说，当我们讲到这个英文字 redeem，中文翻译成救赎的时候，大家知道这是什么意思吗？
Well, we've sung about it and we've read scripture about it, so let's talk about what it means.
所以我们有念经文，也唱了诗歌，我们先来讨论一下，这到底是什么意思？
And if you want to turn to the back of your bulletins, if you like to take notes, there are some blanks to fill in as we go along.
大家有这个单张后面有一些outline，大家可以有一些空格可以慢慢的填上去。
Well, as you know, I like to take a look at the dictionary when I ask, what does the word mean?
我经常喜欢做的事情就是，有些事情不了解的话，就拿开字典来查一下，就当学生一样。
And as you well know, sometimes a dictionary actually can be quite confusing because they give you so many choices.
因为有时候你查字典的话，它不是光是一个意思，好几个意思，有时候你觉得非常的被搞糊涂了。
And look at these. I'm not going to read them, but there are seven different definitions of redeem.
它这个救赎在英文字里面这个字典里面有七个意思，我不全部都解释。
Well, I already know the answer, so if we go back up to the one before this, it's probably the best definition on part B.
他说当我看到认为是最大概的意思大概是就是 B 讲的这一个。
And it says on 5B, to deliver from sin and its penalties as by a sacrifice made for the sinners.
他意思说从罪解放出来因为有一些牺牲已经奉上了，这就是这个救赎的意思。
So that's a good starting place.
所以这是一个我们可以了解这个意思很好的一个开始。
How many of you like to save money? Any of you like to save money?
有些人喜欢存钱吗？
Come on, I know better than that. You're Chinese. Let's see some hands go up.
Yeah, 是不是很多人喜欢存钱的？
So you look for things like this, coupons, right?
所以说你看到这个叫做我们英文叫 coupon， 但翻译成叫优待券、换钱券的之类的东西。
And since those of you back in the cheap seats can't read it, I put it up here on the overhead for you.
所以说或许你们看不到这个样看不见，但是我把这个打上去，你就看到这是什么意思。
Now, if you look at the really small print here, it says the cash value of this is actually 1/100 of a cent.That means it takes 100 of these to be worth 1 cent.
他说，意思说这一个 coupon 实际上讲就是说要100张这个才有一毛钱的价值。
However, if you take this in and buy the product, they will give you $5 off.
但是你如果拿这去那个商店里面，他会让你减掉5块钱。
And that's often used. We redeem a coupon. We get the value out of it rather than the 1/100th of a cent.
所以说，我们当这个拿去，就变成一个兑换了5块钱，而不是兑换了这个一毛钱的百分之一。
And if any of you want that coupon, talk to me afterwards. I'll give it to you for only. I'll give it to you free.
如果说你要对这个优待券有兴趣聚会可以来跟我讲。
But we can look in the Bible and get a better understanding of what the Bible is talking about when it says redeem.
我们当圣经里面有对这个救赎有很大的解释，我们看一下圣经怎么样讲。
The Old Testament teachings with which Peter was very familiar give us very good indications of the meaning of it.
这个彼得在这个圣经里面讲的非常的很好的教导，让我们知道有个是什么样的意思。
There's a word that's used that's called kinsman redeemer.
这时候在讲是在旧约里面在讲是。叫做至亲亲属的一个救赎者。
And this was for land that was sold. A person who was a relative could buy it back for the person who sold it.
这是讲的是在旧约的一个律法，是说如果一块地是被卖走了，他一个至亲的亲属可以把那个地再买回来。
They had to be a relative. That's why the word kinsman redeemer means they bought it back.
这必须要是一个非常至亲的亲属，所以这个至 kinsman 就是非常亲的亲属 ，redeemer 就是把他买回来的那一个人。
And if you're familiar with the book of Ruth, you'll know that Boaz did that. He bought back the land.
那你们看到在路德记里面这个把这个地买回来，那个叫做他把地之后在那个故事里面把它买回来。
So this gives us a really good idea of how Jesus became like us as a human being, our kinsman, to redeem us, to buy us back.
这时候你就会讲到，像耶稣基督就变成我们很至近的一个很关系的人，然后把我们买赎回来。
There's another word that's used that also talks about one who ransoms.
这是有另外一个字讲到是怎么样变成一个买赎的价值回来。
And it's the idea of paying the ransom to set a person free.
这是说把这个赎价付上，然后把一个人的自由买回来。
So I've just summarized it this way, that it means to buy back by paying the debt or ransom for another person, so he or she can be delivered, set free, or restored.
所以基本上把救赎稍微总结一下，就是把付上一个代价，把一个人的自由买回来。
So now that we understand what the word means, the second question is from what are we redeemed?
所以 第二个问题就是，我们从什么事，从什么样的啊，从什么事情被买回来？
Look at verse 18 in 1 Peter chapter 1.
从第18节可以这样子看，你们可以看一下这个刚才的彼得前书第1章啊，第18节。
It says that he's redeemed you from the empty way of life handed down to you from your forefathers.
它是我们脱去祖宗所传留下来虚妄的行为。
And when it says the empty way of life, it's not that it didn't contain anything, but that it resulted in emptiness.
它不是因为它是没有东西，但是是因为它的情况导致一个虚妄啊，空无的一个行为。
The New American Standard Version says it a little different way. It says the futile way of life.
在这个英文这样讲，这个叫做浪费没有意义的一个生活行为。
So I brought along an illustration this morning. Maybe it will help you to understand.
所以说我当大家做一个示范，你能够了解什么叫做虚妄的行为。
This cup can represent any of our lives, all of our lives, and you'll see, well, maybe you can't see, but on the bottom there's a cross there. And in the cross there are a lot of holes.
这是一个空的，这是一个杯子，中间在底下面有一个十字，十字中间有一个洞。
And this represents a person who is not a Christian, who has not to put their faith in Christ.
这是代表一个人还没有信主，没有把他的信心放在交托在主耶稣基督上面。
So the cup represents their life, and this water, this is just water. Don't try to drink it. It's not Mountain Dew.
那个杯子代表就是这个人的生命啊，我要装上去的就是普通的水啊，不是饮料。
This represents all the things that people try to do to find fulfillment and meaning in life.
这时候就讲这个杯子是一个人生命，他要把生命装得满满，他怎么样去装呢？
And it may not be that they are wrong at all, but they find out that they have them for a while, but that cup just keeps leaking. They just can't get it full.
他其实做的没有什么错，只是因为那杯子有洞，所以他想要把他的生命装满，但是破洞，他装的东西越装越多，就越流越多。
And so they think, well, maybe I just need some more money, some more accomplishments, some more fulfillment. That must be my problem. So
他说，因为我装的不够多吧，继续赚点钱，再有更多的成就，越装啊，再装的更多再下去。
But they find out it's really an empty way of life. No matter how hard they try, it only lasts for a little while. And after a while, it's empty again, and they need to try something else, something more.
但他的行为形式是一个虚妄的形式，是一个空虚的形式，所以装的越多，吃的越多，最后还是空无的，就是虚妄的行为的一个表啊，一个示范。
So this cup represents a person who has put their faith in Jesus Christ.
这个杯子相反的是代表一个基督徒，他将他的信心放在耶稣基督上面。
And you'll see that there's Jesus here who has taken up the holes in the cross that were there.
哦哦，他那个是上面是有一个十字号的记号，是一个耶稣基督，他没有动，他完全用基督写在这个杯底下面。
And Jesus said that water that I give him will be water that not only fills them.
耶稣基督讲说，我给他们的水不止能够饱足他们。
It satisfies. It's lasting.
它会让他们非常的饱足，而且会装满他们。
It's fulfilling even to the point of overflowing.
它装到甚至都会满溢出来。
And so Peter said that what Jesus has done for us is he redeemed us from this life that results only in emptiness, and he has given us a life where there is fullness and there's completeness and there's satisfaction.
所以说，在彼得，在这个彼得，其实就是这样讲的是，把我们这个虚妄的行为救赎，让我们有一个丰盛的生命。
And Peter says that this empty way of life was handed down to us from our forefathers.
啊，彼得这样讲的，我们这样虚妄的行为是怎么样来的？是因为我们的祖先，我们的先祖传下来一个行为。
We may have learned this way of life from our parents, our grandparents, even our great grandparents.
我们或许是学这个虚伪形式，是因为从我们的祖先曾祖父祖父之后学来的。
So even though we aren't really slaves in Egypt like the Israelites were, before we come to Christ, we are like this, to where we are slaves to that emptiness, always trying to fill the emptiness in our lives with something.
我们或许不像埃及以色列人被埃及人俘虏一样，但是我们现在有一个好像相似的形式，我们被这个希望的行为变俘虏了。
And Christ has redeemed us from that, and He's given us the full life, the abundant
所以
life.
说，耶稣基督救赎我们，让我们有一个丰盛的生命。
So when we think about the fact that we've been redeemed from our empty way of life, all the people said, try
感
one
谢
more
基
time.
督，
All the people said,
感谢基督。
that's okay
Good.
too. Or hallelujah, whatever, amen. Okay, then the next thing that we see there, the Bible tells us several different things, comes from Colossians chapter 1, verses 13 and 14.
在接下来讲是哥罗西书第一章13节到14节这样的讲的。
Says, for he, meaning Jesus, has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins.
哥罗西书这样的讲，他救了我们脱去黑暗的权势，把我们迁到他爱子的国里，我们在他的爱子里得蒙救赎，罪过得以赦免。
And so he's rescued us from the dominion of darkness, and all the people said,
他把我们从黑暗权势拯救过来，所以大家都说感谢基督。
Before we were in Christ, Satan was our master.
在我们成为基督之前，撒旦在以前是我们的主。
And so when it's talking about the dominion of darkness, it's talking about the areas where Satan rules, darkness
当我们
representing.
刚在讲黑暗的权势，就是这个撒旦在我们生命中间掌权的地方。
Darkness is symbolic of Satan and evil.
这个黑暗代表的就是撒旦跟罪恶的一个象征。
Most people don't like to admit it or even to say that if they're not following God, they're following Satan, but the Bible really says there are only two ways.
大家或许不大愿意承认说，你如果没有跟随基督的话，相反的一方面就是跟随撒旦。大家或许很多人不愿意这样的承认，但是圣经是这样子说的。
And Satan is an extremely cruel ruler.
撒旦是非常残酷的一个主宰。
And he likes to make us think that his way is best, and what he really does is hide the end results from us, what's really going to happen.
他最厉害的事情就是，经常他要做他想要做的事情，而且他经常不让后果让我们事先知道。
Because without Christ, our destination is hell.
没有耶稣基督的话，我们的最后的结果就是地狱。
And it seems like Christians don't like to talk about hell too much.
大部分基督徒都不喜欢谈到这个黑暗地狱的事情。
And I'm not really sure why.
我不大知道为什么不喜欢谈到地狱。
If you go back to the Old Testament, when the children of Israel were delivered from Egypt, God gave them a festival to hold a festival every year to celebrate their deliverance from Egypt.
当这个神从埃及把他们救出来之后，神叫他们每年都要为着这一天来庆祝。
And I thought, you know what we ought to do? I get some crazy ideas sometimes. I think we ought to have a week-long celebration every year to celebrate being delivered from Satan and hell.
我认为我们应该每年都有一个礼拜的这个节日来庆祝，说我们从黑暗的权势被救回来。
course, in a little while, we will have communion, and that is a celebration of our
等
deliverance.
一下我们就有一个主餐，这也就是我们的一个庆祝的方式。
And I trust that as we think about that during communion today, we will rejoice. And if you haven't put your faith in Christ, you can do that as well today and have rejoicing too.
当我们在做主餐的时候，我们真的是非常的喜乐我们得救。如果说你还没有受洗，还没成为基督徒，我们一起邀请你来跟我们一起，非常的喜悦。
I want us to look briefly at these verses in Colossians to see several other things because it's really cool what Jesus has done for us.
我想把这个我们刚才念的这个哥罗西书稍微再解释一下，那里面中间有好几个非常有意思的说明。
Says the first thing here, for he has rescued us.
第一件事情讲的是说他已经拯救我们了。
And I thought, how better to portray that than to have a fireman rescuing a child from a fire?
最好的一个示范，就好像一个救火队的队员把一个小朋友从火灾里面救了出来，这是非常好的一个示范。
And then he goes on and says he's brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves.
他爱子带到国度里面。
And what a contrast. We have either the dominion of Satan who hates us and wants to destroy us, or Jesus who loves us and wants to give us eternal life and abundant life.
多么大的一个对比，一个是撒旦，他要毁灭我们，另外是爱我们，要带我们进入他的国度里面。
And then it says he's also redeemed us.
这继续又讲了，他救赎了我们。
And it also says that he has forgiven us.
而且他又讲说他已经原谅了我们。
Are you glad today that as a Christian you are forgiven?
你身为基督徒真的是你会很喜悦说神已经原谅了我们吗？
Are you glad that the guilt is gone, the past is forgiven?
你认为需要你的罪已经忘记了，已经过去都已经不见了。
Are you glad that in Christ you have freedom?
你认为在你会很高兴吗？在耶稣基督里面你是非常的自由的。
I don't see any of them even smiling, looking excited or anything. And all the people said,
大家一直讲感谢基督。
It all comes through Christ's redemption.
这些事情我们得到的都是因为耶稣基督的救赎。
There's a song that talks about being forever grateful for what Jesus has done for us.
有一件诗歌这样讲是永远的对耶稣基督所做的事情感谢。
And so it begins now and it's going to last for all eternity.
所以我们现在开始感谢，但是我们的一生一直到永远永远都感谢他。
And then I want us to look at Galatians chapter 3 verse 13.
我接下来看的是加拉太书第3章13节。
It says, Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone who is hung on a tree.
加拉太书是这样讲的，基督既为我们受了咒诅，就使我们脱离律法的咒诅，因为经上记着，凡挂在木头上的都是被咒诅的。
When you read this in the context of Galatians, it's very clear that no one could keep the law, the whole law, so everybody was under a curse.
所以说，当你把这个加拉太书全文稍微练下的话，基本上讲的是这样子：因为没有人能够完完全全的遵守律法，所以说因为没有完全遵守律法，所以说每个人都是被咒诅的。
So Christ became the curse for us on the cross, so now we can live by faith instead of the law.
所以说，基督耶稣变成我们救主，我们不需要因着律法而活着，我们可以靠着耶稣基督而活着。
So what are we redeemed from?
所以说，我们是从什么东西被救出来呢？
Let's read these together. Read it with me. The empty way of life, the dominion of darkness, the curse of the law. And all God's people said?
Thank you, Jesus. 从我们希望的生活，生命被救出来，被从我们的黑暗的权势被救出来，被律法的咒诅解救出来。
That brings us to the third question, with what are we redeemed?
最后第三个问题问大家的是说，我们因为什么，借着什么能够被救赎出来？
If you look at verse 18 again, it says very clearly that it's not with perishable things.
从第18节讲来讲，是不是凭着被毁坏，能够被坏的事情所拯救。
Just to make sure we understand, he says it's not with silver.
不是因为银。
It's not with gold.
不是因为金。
You see, back at that time, money could buy freedom from slavery and buy land back. But money can't buy spiritual redemption.
这时候金钱可以买地，可以买从你的那个奴隶中间，但解救出来。但是你不能够买这个救赎。Money
can't buy forgiveness of sins.
金钱不能买这个罪的这个释放。That's
really good news for those of us who don't have much money.
对我们这个没有很多的钱，这是一个很大的一个鼓舞，对不对？
Good works can't buy redemption and forgiveness of sins.
这个好的行为，好的善功买不到救赎。Paul
says in Ephesians 2:8 and 9, it's for it's by grace you've been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it's a gift of God. But he goes on, says in verse 10, that we're created in Christ Jesus to do good works. Not that they save us, but that's what follows.
在这个以弗所书是这样讲的，我们是因为他的工作。 在基督里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备我们所行的。另外讲的不是因为我们能够行善，所以我们能够被拯救。
If you're trying to be really good today and think that it'll balance the scales out and you make it into heaven that way, God says that's not the way it is.
如果说你今天因为你要做一些好的行为，能够将你的天平稍微平衡一下，但是神认为这样是不行的，要做另外的方式。
So what are we redeemed with?
所以说我们是靠着什么东西能够救赎呢？
Verse 19, with the precious blood of Jesus.
第19节，靠着耶稣基督的宝血。
And all God's people said,
大家都说，感谢基督。
He met the requirements because he said he was a lamb without blemish, he was a lamb without defect.
耶稣基督有达到这个标准，因为他是那个羔羊，达到神所要求的标准，他没有任何的污点，没有任何的瑕疵。
He met the requirements for the lambs that God required. He was perfect.
他得到神的这个，在达到神的标准，没这个这个羔羊是完全的完美，没有任何的污点、残缺。
Only the blood of Jesus Christ can purchase our redemption.
只有耶稣基督的血能够买到我们的救赎。
And following the Old Testament example, in order to offer his blood, Jesus had to become our kinsman.
所以说，跟着这个旧约的这个立法，所以说，耶稣基督必须成为我们至亲的亲属，才有办法救赎我们。
And as our kinsman, he has the right then to free us from our slavery, to pay the penalty and recover the inheritance that has been lost.
他成为一个我们很至亲的亲属，跟我们非常的亲，他才可以买赎我们，从我们的旧中间买赎我们出来。
And if we'll accept it for ourselves, then he has paid our price in full.
他如果说我们能够接近，能够接受他，他就可以完全买赎我们，付完全的代价。
I don't think we have any billionaires here today, but even if you did, it wouldn't help you to get into heaven.
我们当中不晓得有没有千万富翁，即使你有那么多钱，你也买不到天堂的这个权利。
The price is too high to pay by being the best that we can.
这价钱太高了，也没办法，因为我们很好做很好的事情，能够买赎到这个救赎。
So if we're counting on anything other than the blood of Jesus Christ to forgive us of our sins, it's just not going to work.
我如果说我们不靠着耶稣基督，靠着其他的事情，这是没有办法成就的。
Have you ever done this at the grocery store, or have you seen somebody do this?
你到那个grocery store 这个商店去买东西的时候，你有没有看到别人做这些事情？
They are checking all their items out, and they ring up the total, and they don't have enough money.
当你去买的时候，把这个他们一看，所有价钱一算起来，结果钱不够。
It can be a very embarrassing situation.
当这时候你觉得没有钱的时候，你觉得真的是非常的这个脸都红了，非常的困窘。
The sad part about it is some people are going to be that way. They think that they are right with God because they're counting on their works or what money they have given.
有些人认为问题就在这个地方，就是有些人认为他的钱好多，他的做好多的事情，当他在面对耶稣基督的时候，
And God is going to say that's not enough payment.
神那时候会这么讲，是说你拥有的钱，你做的善功，不够来买你的救赎。
The only payment I accept is the blood of Jesus Christ.
我唯一接受的是耶稣基督的宝血。
So the good news is there is still time that you can even make that decision today to put your faith in Jesus Christ.
最好大好的消息是说，现在还有时间，你还有时间可以将你的信心放在耶稣基督上面。
So the first question is what?
所以说第一个给大家的问题是是什么东西？我们要讲的是什么？
The answer is redeemed. We've been redeemed.
是我们都要被救，得救，救赎。
Second question is from what?
第二个问题是从什么东西我们被得救？
And it's from the dominion of darkness, I mean the empty way of life, the dominion of darkness, and the curse of the law.
我们这个过去虚妄的行为、生命、黑暗的权势的掌握，跟这个律法的咒诅。
And the last question is, with what?
第三个问题是靠着什么我们能够被救赎？
Of course, the answer is the blood of Jesus Christ, the precious blood of Jesus Christ.
那这个问题，这个答案大家都知道，是耶稣基督的宝血，我们才能够得到救赎。
And all the people said?
大家都一起说，感谢基督。
We'll need to work on enthusiasm, but you're doing okay.
让大家能够再稍微兴奋一点。
Here's a quote that it comes from my Evangelical Dictionary of Theology. It's an excellent quote, I believe.
我一个这个圣经字典的是这样的，有一个quote，一个。
Says no word in the Christian vocabulary deserves to be held more precious than Redeemer, for even more than Savior, it reminds a child of God that his salvation has been purchased at a great and personal cost, for the Lord has given himself for our sins in order to deliver us from them.
他是这样子讲的，是说在基督徒的这个字典里面，没有一个比Redeemer这个字。 更宝贵的，甚至比救主都要宝贵，因为他继续的在提醒我们说，神让他的孩子，就是耶稣基督，因为救恩，付了一个很大的价值，代价救赎了我们，然后他因为他放弃了自己，牺牲了自己，因为我们的罪，让我们能够从最终解放出来。
Aren't you glad you're not the one interpreting today with all these big words?
你是不是很高兴中间没有很多的字，你不需要做翻译今天呢？
Well, here are some action steps for true believers.
这是有一些让大家能够去施行的实际的应用的一个几个步骤，大家可以做的。I
would encourage you every day this week to rejoice in your redemption through Jesus Christ.
就是在这个礼拜当中，大家继续能够思想，每天都能够。 很喜乐的，因为我们都已经得救了。Of
course, to rejoice means to be full of joy and be full of joy again and again and again.
这个喜乐是大家在讲说，心里面一直充满了喜乐，一直继续的充满。And
I'd encourage you to sing a song about redemption every day. There are a lot of them.
而且我让大家能够唱一首歌，在这个救赎的歌，每天能够唱一首关于这个救赎的。
This is a song that we used to sing when I was young, and I still like it.
这是一个诗歌，我在小时候的经常唱的，我还是非常的喜欢。It's
a fun song. Do any of you know it? Anybody know it?
大家知不知道这首诗歌？
I have one person that knows it besides me. Two?
Couple.
You want to try it? Want to give it a try?
我们大家试一下吧。
Here's the way it goes. I'll be the leader. I'll sing, I've been redeemed, and you sing back to me. I've been redeemed. I'll sing by the blood of the Lamb. You sing back to me by the blood of the Lamb.
当我唱第一句的时候，大家都跟着一起唱，就是有回应。我唱一句，大家跟着唱一句，同样的一段。Then
I'll sing, I've been redeemed, and you echo it, and then all the rest we sing together.
就我们大家一起唱，然后到最后。 最后没有写没有 echo 的地方，大家一起唱，我们只唱英文。So
you want to give it? How many of you want to try? You want to try this? This side's enthusiastic. What's wrong with this side?
All right, we're gonna have a competition.
Well, if you don't want to try it, don't sing. How's that for a deal? So I'll sing. I've been redeemed.
I've been redeemed
by the blood of the Lamb.
By the blood of Lamb,
I've been redeemed.
I've been redeemed
by the blood of the Lamb. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, filled with the Holy Ghost. I am. All my sins are washed away. I've been redeemed. Do I have the words right? I've been redeemed. I've been redeemed. I think I got extra words in here. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I've been redeemed. Yeah, that's right. I sang it wrongly. Let's try it one more time. Okay.
Right.
I've been redeemed.
I've been redeemed.
By the blood of the Lamb.
By the blood of the Lamb.
I've been redeemed.
I've been redeemed.
By the blood of the Lamb. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, filled with the Holy Ghost. I am. All my sins are washed away. I've been redeemed. You're catching on. I think the third time you'll do well. One more time. I've been redeemed.
I've been redeemed.
By the blood of the Lamb.
By the blood of the Lamb.
I've been redeemed.
I've been redeemed.
By the blood of the Lamb. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, filled with the Holy Ghost. I am. All my sins are washed away. I've been redeemed. And then what we kids would do is we'd sing a whole lot of verses, and that's not all, there's more besides. And we'd make up these verses, it's a lot of fun.
小朋友唱的话,
We may not want to sing this song, but I would still encourage you to sing a song about redemption.
我是不是说要求大家唱这首诗歌，但是你有任何的救赎的诗歌啊，大家可以每天都唱一首。
And then read some more verses on redemption.
而且在这圣经里面找到其他更多的章句关于这个救赎的，多念啊，从圣经里面多念。All
you need is a concordance, and you'll find quite a few.
你需要的就是一个 concordance，这个字经圣解，找里面你找这个 redemption，里面有好几个。
And then I would encourage you to share your testimony with somebody else how you became a Christian.
就跟把你的这个见证跟周遭的人分享。
Well, the only thing about redemption that makes me not want to rejoice is that some here this morning have never really accepted this for themselves.
有些人或许不是非不能够没办法能够喜乐或是高兴，或许是因为他们还没有接受这个耶稣基督的救赎，他们自己。
Some here are experiencing the empty way of life, and the things that you tried to fill your life up with have not fulfilled you.
或许有的人是生命里面有些虚无，有些空洞，所以说没办法尝受到这个救赎的喜乐。Maybe
it just made you feel a little emptier.
或许就是心里面比较稍微空虚。So
I would encourage you today to put your faith in Christ and trust Him.
所以说，鼓励大家将你的信心跟你的能够把你的信任放在耶稣基督上面。What
I'd like to do this morning in closing is tell you a story.
当我在结束今天跟大家讲一个故事。This
is a story I heard way back when I was, I don't remember anymore, I was quite young.
这个故事在我很小的时候我知道了，我很小的时候就知道这个故事。
The story is about a little boy by the name of Billy.
这个小朋友的名字叫比利。
And Billy decided that he wanted to make a little sailboat.
这个比利小的时候想要做这个小帆船。
And he wanted to make a sailboat that was not just a model that you put on the shelf and looked at. He wanted one that would really sail in the water.
哇，他认为他不是要做一个模型的这个帆船，他要做这个帆船是不同的，要大大的，而且能够在 河流里面就这样滑下去的。So
he went to his dad and told him what he wanted to do and said, Can I, Dad? Can I, Dad? Can I make a sailboat?
然后他就跟他的父亲讲说，哇，这个很好，我可不可以？他跟他父亲这样子讲说，我可不可以做这个小帆船？
And his dad said, Yes, we'll look for some plans, we'll make a sailboat.
然后他说好，那父亲就同意了，说我们去做这个帆船。So
they got the materials and they started carving and cutting and fitting.
他就开始找了个木头，开始凿出来，然后做了很多，把这个船整个这样整理起来，做一个帆船。And
he sanded it and he checked it all out just to make it exactly right.
他是所有东西把它用沙子又磨了，什么东西都非常的细节的做到，完全就是他们要的这个帆船。He
painted it all up and put the little sail on it ready to go.
他甚至还上了油漆了，而且最后把那个帆船的主尾也装上去了。
And they had a little pond behind their house, and so the day finally came when they were going, he and his dad were going to see if the sailboat would really sail.
他们家里有一个小小的池塘，他就把它放在池塘里面，试试看能不能这个帆船会不会滑。
And the wind was blowing just right, and they put it in the pond, and it sailed so pretty right across the pond.
当他在这个池塘里面，这个风上去之后，这个小船哇，滑行得非常好，非常的平稳。
And he was so excited, he said, Dad, Dad, did you see that? It really sails.
他就跟他的司机讲说，哇，这个帆船还真的能够滑行了。Ran
around the pond and he sailed it back. It was a great day.
他当的那一天在那个池塘里面，这个小帆船滑行得非常的优美，很好。He
put on the stand in his bedroom and said, I'm going to sail you again tomorrow.
他就放在那个其他的地方，在旁边停下来，然后明天还要再继续滑。
And his dad couldn't be with her the next day, but he thought it was okay. It was just a small pond.
哇，他认为他父亲跟他没有跟他在一起，他认为就把船从他旁边，让他暂时停留在那边，应该没有什么问题的。
But the wind was blowing a little harder, and the boat went a little faster.
所以说这个，但是风起大了之后，这个帆船就开始移动了。
And where at the end of the pond there was a little river. It was pretty small, but somehow or other that boat went right into that river and started going right downstream before Billy could get to it.
这个池塘旁边竟然有一个小小的河流，这风吹大之后，这个小帆船都慢慢滑到那个河流出去了。这个 Billy 来不及去抓那个船。
And he chased after it, but he couldn't catch it. He kept running into sticks and things, and the boat got away.
他就要跑到河里面要去抓那个船，但是他就有很多的木头，他没办法去抓到去抓到这个小帆船，小帆船就被风吹到滑行走了。
So his dad came home from work, and Billy had the big old tear just running right down his face. He said, "Dad, I lost my sailboat."
他那个父亲工作回来了，比利就非常的伤心，流着眼泪跟他的父亲讲说：“爸爸，我那个船从小河流划走了，找不到了。
His dad put his arm around him and said, "Billy, it's okay. We can make another one."
”那个父亲就安慰着他，拥着他的肩膀，跟他讲说：“我们还可以再坐另外一条船，没有问题的。”
But Billy's heart really wasn't in it. He wanted his sailboat back. He didn't want to make another one.
但是比利的心里面是想说，他不要再抓另外，不要再坐另外一条船，他要他那一条船。
And just 2 days later, as he was going home from school, he walked past the store, and there in the window, guess what was there? His boat.
两天之后，他放学回家，看到有一个商店，竟然商店的那个窗门玻璃窗里面就有那一条船，有一条船，那个船竟然就是他的。
And he ran in the store, said, "Mr. Smith," because he knew the owner, "that's my boat." And he told him the story.
他碰到那个店里的店主叫做 Smith，他跟他讲说：“这是我的船。”他甚至将整个来龙去脉都跟他解释了。
And Mr. Smith put his hand on Billy's shoulder and said, "That's fine, Billy, but I had to pay $5 for that boat. If you want the boat back, you'll have to give me $5."
那个店主跟他讲说：“你讲的都很好，但是你知道吗？我花了5块钱才把那个船买到我店里面。”
But Billy didn't care. He said, "Will you keep it for me? Don't sell it to anybody else." And he said, "Yes, I won't sell it to anybody."
他跟那个店主讲说：“请你不要卖，请你不要卖，不要再卖给任何其他人，我马上会回来。
And so he worked really hard. He did chores at home, and he tried to help the neighbors. And pretty soon he had $1, and $2, and $3, and finally $5.
所以说，他就非常工作努力，去帮邻居做一些小工。慢慢赚钱，从1块钱赚了2块钱，最后他终于有5块钱了。
And he was so excited, he ran all the way to the store. He said, "Mr. Smith, Mr. Smith, I have my $5." And he count, one, two, three, four, five. And Mr. Smith said, "Here's your boat, Billy."
他非常的喜悦，都跑到那个商店里面，把那个钞票打开来数块，1块钱、2块钱、3块钱、4块钱、5块钱，数到5块钱之后，他就把那个船拿到了手上了。
As he walked out of the store, he held the boat close to him and said to the boat,
当他离开店里面之后，他把这个船涌到抱到他的靠近他的心头，这样的说
：“He said, 'I made you, and I bought you. You're mine twice.'"
他说：“我创造了你，我又把你买回来。
”And you know that's exactly what Jesus has done for us. He's made us and he's bought us for his twice.
所以说，这也是完全就跟耶稣基督一样，他创造了我们，他又救赎我们，他做了2次。
So the result is we are redeemed through the precious blood of Jesus.
所以说，这个结果就是我们因为耶稣基督的宝血，所以被拯救、救赎回来。
And all the people said,
大家讲说，感谢基督。
"Well, we're going to go with that idea right into communion."
我们大家就是借着这个观念，我们现在开始做我们的执行我们的主餐。